A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 27. And we're doing something this week that's really important when you're traveling abroad, and that is going to the bank and being able to deal with money matters. I hope you enjoy today's lesson and that you find these phrases useful.
Now this week, there are going to be some words and phrases that we're going to learn before we do anything else. The first of these is el dinero.
El dinero.
El dinero is money. El dinero.
El dinero.
El dinero.
El dinero.
Try to make sure that you've got that soft D sound at the beginning of that word. El dinero.
El dinero.
Muy bien, muy bien. You should make sure that your tongue comes between your teeth when you're saying it. Dinero, dinero, as opposed to dinero, where your tongue is above the back of your teeth. Try that one more time. Dinero.
Dinero.
Muy bien. So that's money. The second word that we're going to learn today is a verb. And this verb is the verb to change. To change is cambiar.
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 So we've got dinero and cambiar. Now let's look at another word. And this word is sacar.
Sacar.
Sacar means to take out. Sacar.
Sacar.
And our final word that we're going to look at the moment is firmar.
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 Muy bien. And listeners, you should make sure that you're trying to get that slight flick on the R in there. Cara, can you remind us of the word in the American accent that we used earlier in the podcast?
Butter.
Butter, that's right. So the R sound of butter is the R sound of firmar.
Firmar.
Okay, it's just a flick of your tongue. Firmar.
Firmar.
Now, firmar means to sign, as in to sign a document. Firmar.
Firmar.
So to run through those four words, we've got cambiar.
Cambiar.
Sacar.
Sacar.
Firmar.
Firmar.
And the word for money, dinero.
Dinero.
We're going to be using these words and combining them with phrases and other words that we already know. And the reason that we're trying to do this is because when you're in the situation in a Spanish-speaking country where you need to make up a sentence that you've never heard before, it's not something that you've found in a phrase book, you need to make up the sentence on the spot. You need to be able to combine the words that you already know with other words that you already know, but just perhaps have never combined them together before. We're going to put this to the test just now. I would like you to think about how you would say, I want to change money. I want, what would that be? Cara?
Quiero.
Quiero, uh-huh. So I want to change.
Cambiar.
Cambiar that we've had today. So quiero cambiar money.
Dinero.
Dinero, exactly. So we've learned cambiar and dinero today, and combining that with I want, quiero cambiar dinero.
Quiero cambiar dinero.
Quiero cambiar dinero.
Quiero cambiar dinero.
Muy bien. Now, let's imagine you didn't want to say, I want to change money. Let's imagine instead you wanted to say, I would like to change money.
Quisiera cambiar dinero.
Quisiera cambiar dinero. Good. So you're combining quisiera, that we've had lots of times before, with cambiar dinero. Quisiera cambiar dinero.
Quisiera cambiar dinero.
Okay. Now, can you think of another example, Cara, where you could use this infinitive, cambiar dinero, with another word that perhaps means I need to change money?
Necesito.
Necesito. Necesito cambiar dinero.
Necesito cambiar dinero.
Necesito cambiar dinero, or in Latin America, necesito cambiar dinero.
Necesito cambiar dinero.
Muy bien. So this is us combining words that we already know with the phrases that we're learning today. Let's imagine the situation. You go into a bank, you want to change money, and the person working in the bank will say to you, how can I help you? Now, we've had that in the past couple of weeks. Can you remember what that would be, Cara?
¿En qué puedo ayudarle?
¿En qué puedo ayudarle?
¿En qué puedo ayudarle?
Muy bien. Now, there's another way of saying that. You might hear, ¿en qué puedo servirle?
¿En qué puedo servirle?
Servirle.
Servirle.
Yeah, servirle. That literally means, how can I serve you? Servirle, ayudarle, it's more or less the same thing. So, ¿en qué puedo ayudarle? ¿En qué puedo servirle? So, what would you say in response to that question?
Quisiera cambiar dinero.
Quisiera cambiar dinero. Muy bien. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, before we move on, here's a little challenge for you. Can you remember how you would say, can one do something? For example, we had, can one camp here a few weeks back?
Se puede.
Se puede, exactly. So, how would you say, can one change money here?
¿Se puede cambiar dinero aquí?
¿Se puede cambiar dinero aquí? Muy bien. ¿Se puede cambiar dinero aquí?
¿Se puede cambiar dinero aquí?
Perfecto. Now, you see now that it's so possible to combine words and phrases you already know and put them together with just new words and come up with completely new sentences. And this is one of the keys to learning a new language. Let's move on. It's time to change that money. You may be asked, ¿cuánto quiere cambiar?
¿Cuánto quiere cambiar?
¿Cuánto quiere cambiar? Or, ¿cuánto quiere cambiar usted? How much do you want to change? Quiere is, of course, the you formal version of quiero. So, I want, quiero, or quiere, you want. And note that quiere also means he or she wants. If you were, for example, helping a friend or a family member who doesn't speak Spanish to change money, by saying, quiere cambiar $100, you're saying he or she wants to change $100. Let's look at some possible amounts to change. If you're talking about dollars, then it would be dólares.
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 So it's un dólar, dos, tres, cuatro dólares.
Dólares.
Okay. Now, if you're changing pounds, pounds sterling, then you would be talking about libras.
Libras.
Libras. So you might be wanting to change 50 pounds. We're going to be testing your knowledge of numbers here. We did numbers, I think, in lesson 11 or 12. Let's see if we can remember back to 50 pounds. Cara, can you remember that?
50?
50 pounds?
Libras.
50 libras. 50 libras. And in Latin America, you would say 50 libras.
50 libras.
How about if you were wanting to change $100? And this time I'd like you to say, I would like to change $100. Cara?
Quisiera cambiar $100.
Quisiera cambiar $100. Or, in Latin America, you would say, quisiera cambiar $100.
Quisiera cambiar $100.
Perfecto. Now, obviously, what you're changing these monies into will depend on where you are. If you're in Spain, you'll be changing them into euros. Euros.
Euros.
Euros. And if you were in Mexico, for example, then you would be talking about pesos.
Pesos.
Pesos. And obviously the currency depends on which country you're in. In many Latin American countries, pesos are used, but in other countries, there are different types of currency. There's actually a list of currencies on our recent PDF guide for our premium subscribers. It may not be money, it may not be actual currency that you're wanting to change. It may be los cheques de viaje.
Los cheques de viaje.
Los cheques de viaje.
Los cheques de viaje.
Muy bien. These are traveler's checks. Los cheques de viaje. So, you might want to say, quisiera cambiar estos cheques de viaje.
Quisiera cambiar estos cheques de viaje.
Muy bien. Quisiera cambiar estos cheques de viaje. Now, can you remember the other word that we learned earlier, meaning to take out?
Sacar.
Sacar. Imagine taking things out of a sack. Sacar.
Sacar.
Sacar. And sacar means to take out, as in to take out money. So, let's see if you can use your existing knowledge of Spanish to come up with another phrase that might be quite useful in a banking situation. Can I take out money with my credit card. Let's put this together. First of all, what is credit card?
Tarjeta de crédito?
Tarjeta de crédito. Crédito.
Crédito.
Tarjeta de crédito. So, what's my credit card?
Mi tarjeta de crédito.
Mi tarjeta de crédito. Okay, so can I, how would you say can I?
Puedo.
Puedo. It's not quiero this time, although you could say I want to take out money. But in this case, we're going to say can I. Puedo, to take out money.
Sacar dinero.
Can I take out money?
Puedo sacar dinero.
With?
Con.
Con. My credit card.
Mi tarjeta de crédito.
The whole thing. Can I take out money with my credit card?
Puedo sacar dinero con mi tarjeta de crédito.
Perfecto. Muy bien. And again, it's doing exactly the same as what we've done before, using the phrases and words that you already know and putting them together in different ways. Again, you may be asked, ¿cuánto quiere usted?
¿Cuánto quiere usted?
And you can tell how much you need to take out on your credit card. The other word that we learned earlier, the other verb, was
firmar.
Firmar, meaning to
sign.
To sign, yeah, to sign on the dotted line. In fact, that may well be a question that you would want to ask if you're given a sheet of paper or some kind of slip to sign when you're taking out money. Then you may have to ask, where do I sign? Let's split where do I sign up. First of all, what is the word for where?
Donde.
Donde. And then do I sign? Well, that's probably more complicated than it needs to be. In English, we say do I sign in this particular question, but we're really just wanting the word for I sign, which would be?
Firmo.
Firmo, exactly. Firmo, because you take the AR ending off the verb and add the ending for the I part, which, as you know already, is, in most cases, O. Firmo.
Firmo.
So, to say, where do I sign? You would say?
Donde firmo?
Donde firmo.
Donde firmo.
And the answer would be, necesita firmar aquí.
Necesita firmar aquí.
You need to sign here. Necesita firmar aquí.
Necesita firmar aquí.
Perfecto. Now, there's one other word that I would like to mention here, and that is the word el cajero.
El cajero.
Now, the cajero, or sometimes the cajero automático, is the cash machine, the ATM, the hole in the wall that gives you money. And in some cases, you may have to explain that el cajero se ha tragado mi tarjeta. Let's split this up and see what it means. El cajero.
El cajero.
Se ha tragado.
Se ha tragado.
Mi tarjeta.
Mi tarjeta.
Now, the cajero has done something to mi tarjeta. The ATM has done something to my card. What do you think tragarse means?
To take in, to eat almost.
Yeah, to eat. In actual fact, it means to swallow.
Oh, there you go.
Tragarse is to swallow. So, el cajero se ha tragado. The cash machine has swallowed my card. El cajero se ha tragado mi tarjeta.
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 And let's hope that doesn't happen to you while in a Spanish-speaking country. And let's face it, even if you do, you'll be able to explain what's happened. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.